They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good morning, Jennifer. You tell Travis I want to see him in my... Hey, is that us?
No, this is us.
Hang on to your brains, fellow babies. This is Dr. Johnny Fever, and I've got a contest for you. The first prize is you don't have to die. Second
prize,
a pocket comb.
Shut that off. You tell Travis I want to see him in my office.
All righty.
And I'd also like to see Herb in there, too.
Okie dokie.
Just send them right on in. As soon as possible.
No problem.
Herb, Travis, what are you guys doing in here?
Well, Jennifer said you wanted to see us.
When?
Yesterday.
Oh,
you don't remember calling this meeting?
Get out of that chair, Jughead. The reason I'm late is because we got a little problem at home. Our maid seems to think her mind is being controlled by Wally Schirach.
But the astronaut?
Yeah. This morning he told her to lay in canned water and dehydrated fruit.
How long's that been going on?
About 6 years.
Excuse me, I know we've all got our little problems at home, but could we get to the subject of the meeting?
Okay. Herb, I think we're going to have to let you go.
Why?
Well, for two reasons. Reason number one is you're the sales manager. Reason number two, there are no sales. There's got to be a connection there.
That's not my fault. It's his fault. And he changed the format.
Good point. What about that, Travis?
Well, now, wait a minute. I told you there'd be some lean months in the beginning.
Lean? Here's a list of clients we lost since you've been here.
I haven't seen that list. Shady Hills Rest Home gone. Sincerity Savings and Loan gone. Rolling Thunder European Regularity Tonics gone. I didn't know about this.
Well, it's something that old people take.
I mean the client.
Talk to him.
Look, sir, we will get new clients. I promise you that.
When?
Well, right now, if you let me advertise the format change, but that takes money and you won't give me any.
Exactly. Now, what else have you got in mind?
I don't know. I guess some sort of publicity stunt or something like that.
A free one?
Well, it's gotta be, right?
I like that. Let's have a publicity stunt.
Believe me, sir, that is not as easy as it might sound.
Hey, Andy, if it was easy, the big guy would do it. Am I right, sir?
Well, I tell you what we need. We need a big idea. Something's gonna make the newspapers. What do you think, Johnny? Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
Got any ideas?
No, I try not to have any ideas. They only lead to complications.
And I tell you, you are a big help.
Suppose I give you a great idea. Let's suppose that this great idea works and the station starts making a lot of money. Do you know what that can lead to, Andy? Memos. And then, before you know it, assigned parking spaces. Then, chrome furniture. Lots of paintings of wistful children with big eyes. Believe me, I've seen it happen before.
All right, all right. Listen, don't get all shook up. You don't have to help.
But don't you see, no one should.
Oh, what's happening, white folks?
Are you little
early this morning, Archivenus.
Yeah, I had to come downtown and have my suit worked on. It's Italian.
Oh, I guess an outfit like that's in the shop most of the time, huh?
I got suits I can't even get parts for.
Excuse me, Andy, am I interrupting anything important?
Oh, believe me, it's nothing important.
Well, Andy, I sort of had an idea. It's pretty bad, I bet. Probably something we shouldn't do.
Bailey.
But I read about it somewhere.
Bailey.
Yes.
What's the idea?
Well, there's a station in Atlanta that sponsors the raft race. Maybe we should do something like that.
Oh, well, actually, that's a pretty good idea, except I'm afraid the Ohio River runs a little fast. People could get killed.
Nobody said it was going to be easy. Next problem?
Johnny, please.
Okay, I got a perfect idea. The way I see it, we start with Bailey and Jennifer, a sizable crowd, a certain amount of nudity.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have a question about my news program.
Oh, sure, Les.
You know, we could blow the station up. That would grab the headlines.
Or we could just burn it down.
I like the nudity idea better.
Perhaps I could come back later. Mr. Carlson, I must speak to you on a very urgent matter.
Oh, no.
I would just like to say that as news director of this station, I keep my ear to the ground.
Well, I'm glad to have heard that, Les. thanks for dropping by.
So, as a responsible journalist, I never jump to conclusions. That's my style. That's just the way I am.
Les, could we kind of step this up a little?
Mr. Carlson, I have reason to believe that a plot is being perpetrated by a certain element of employees here whose intention is to burn down or blow up this station. At the very least, I believe this group plans to come to work naked.
Good Lord.
That's what I said.
Look, Les, I know you got a great nose for news, but you're also a little conspiracy-minded now, aren't you, huh?
I wouldn't say so.
Come on, Les, you remember the way you broadcast Bing Crosby's death?
First Presley, now Crosby. Just a coincidence? I wonder.
But this time something strange is going on. I can just feel it.
Sorry for the interruption. I got to see the big guy right away.
Something strange is going on here. I can just feel it.
Good for you, Les. How about excusing us?
Yes, of course. I have a great deal of work to do.
You know, I'm afraid Les is heading for a nervous breakdown.
Tough break. Big guy, I got some bad news for you.
Oh, come on.
We just lost the Bo Peep safety shoe account. Didn't want you to hear it from a stranger.
There's a Mr. Wayne R. Coe here to see you.
Oh, yeah, fine. Send him away.
All right. I'll tell him you're dead.
Golly, isn't she good?
Oh, Jennifer, just a minute. This guy might be a new customer.
Is that likely?
I think we ought to see him.
All right, fine. Send him in. I'll do most of the talking.
Mr. Carlson?
Maybe. What's the nature of your business?
I represent a group of your former listeners, devoted fans of the kind of music you used to play, haters of rock and roll. We're a small bunch, admittedly, but we're a determined fringe element that cannot be counted upon to do the sensible thing.
I see.
I don't think this guy's a customer.
Furthermore, my group has petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to have your license revoked unless you immediately return to your previous format and apologize live on the air to Lawrence Welk.
Mr. Coe, Mr. Carlson's dead. Something heavy fell on him. A piano, we think. We don't have all the details.
Well, I'm not buying that.
Oh, you know, okay, you win. He's Carlson.
Mr. Carlson, failing government support, my group goes immediately to Plan B.
What's that?
That's a secret. Let's just say we plan to bring this station to its knees.
I'd like to see you try it.
Those are fighting words, Mr. Carlson.
Well, I will not be intimidated, particularly by the likes of you.
This is war, then.
Up your nose, Mr. Coe. Herb!
You don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, well, neither do you, Dumbo. He's Carlson, you jerk.
You people are in real trouble now.
Who cares? How'd I do?
Good morning, Mr. Carlson. Here are your telephone messages.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. Listen, I've been thinking, if I were going to put another door in here, where would you put it?
Probably over there. It would lead out into the hall. And that way, if anything important came up, you could leave through there and hide in the back.
You know, Jennifer, you're a very smart woman. I'll bet most men are amazed by your, the first thing they notice, of course, is your presence, shall we say.
May I see you, sir?
By all means, come in. Would you excuse us for just a minute?
Oh, certainly.
Listen, Jennifer, what I was trying to say...
I know, and thank you.
Oh. Oh, thank you. What do you want, Travis? Couldn't you see I was having a meeting in here?
I checked on the FCC petition, sir.
Yeah?
They only had 12 signatures, and one name was listed twice.
Thank goodness. Some good news for once, huh?
Yeah, now here's the bad news.
Oh, darn.
Sir, we haven't been able to come up with any promotional ideas yet. I think we're simply going to have to advertise in the papers.
Well, how about this instead? We go back to our old format, and then all my problems are over.
No, sir, I don't think...
Mr. Carlson? I think you better have a look at the lobby.
I've seen the lobby before, Jennifer. Thanks.
Not lately.
This is Plan B, Mr. Carlson. Take a look. Not a pretty sight, is it? All right, folks, get it.
Heck no, we won't go. Heck no, we won't go.
Wait a minute, Buck, folks. What do y'all want?
Justice.
Girls. Listen, we checked with the FCC this morning.
Heck with the FCC. This is a sit-in for as long as it takes.
Maybe longer. We like it here.
Don't underestimate us, Mr. Carlson. This is the same battle-savvy bunch that shut down Bingo in Wapakoneta.
Well, listen, what seems to be the problem?
Your station is the only one in town that plays the kind of music we like.
Yeah. All right. Hold it. Can't we handle this thing just a little more quietly?
No, I came here yesterday to talk quietly. I was insulted, threatened, and abused.
Is that right?
Handle this one for me, will you, Travis?
It really flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I know I am.
I know I'm out of control.
I know. My pulse is starting to pound, and the blood is rushing around, and I feel feverish, and I am the doctor. And I know all you babies, you sitting at home, and you saying to yourselves, tell me, doctor, when you feel like this, what do you take? Well, I'll tell you.
Just take those old records on.
Experiencing some technical difficulties here in the studio. Please stay tuned. We'll be back as soon as we get it fixed, okay?
All right, you two, up against the wall!
I don't know what you want here, but I think you should know that I've killed a lot of old people in my time. And I'm not above doing it again.
ma'am, I haven't. I haven't.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try it again. Now, who wants coffee? Yeah, and who wants tea? Right.
Wait a minute. Ferguson's voted twice again.
Young lady, my cat is missing. I've looked everywhere.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Burstyn. I haven't seen it.
I'm not as old as I look.
Really? Are you any richer than you look?
You know, I could go along with all this nonsense, Travis. It was making me rich, but it isn't, so why do it?
I can get rid of those people in the lobby somehow.
Well, listen, I haven't got any clients. I don't have any listeners. Yeah, oh boy, we got a bunch of crazy people out there in the lobby. At home, I got a mate who's going insane. Travis, this wasn't what I had in mind when I hired you.
Could you stop pacing for just a second, please, sir, and listen to me?
What?
I have only been in this town for 2 weeks. I'm living in an apartment that doesn't have any furniture. I've been fighting with your mother. I've been fighting with Les. I've been fighting with Herb. I don't even know where my laundry is, sir.
Oh, settle down.
Frankly, sir, I'm just as tired of all this as you are.
Yeah. I guess so. Listen, for whatever it's worth, I don't know where my laundry is either.
Let's try it one more time now. Heck no, we won't go.
Mm? We want to go home now.
We're tired of this, Waynard. Come on, Buzzy. We're supposed to be a small but determined fringe element. Let's try to act like one.
Where's my cat?
Oh, the heck with your cat.
Why, you filthy Nazi!
This isn't fun. Let's go chase the Hare Krishnas out of the airport again.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Come on, let's try it one more time, okay? Heck no, we won't go. Heck no, we won't go. I am certainly not going to chant this by myself.
I'll chant with you, Mr. Cole.
It wouldn't be the same.
Mr. Carlson, as news director of this station, I demand to know what's going on here.
Well, your worst fears have been realized, Les. That group out in the lobby, they're Cubans.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's a plot. I think the Red Chinese are behind it.
Somehow I always thought we'd be safe from that sort of thing here in Cincinnati.
No, listen, there's no problem, Les. Those people in the lobby, they're protesters.
What?
Right, they're protesting our new format change.
Protesters? Well, I better get my tape recorder then. This is news, isn't it?
No, oh, wait. I think we got to keep this just as quiet. That's a good idea, Les. You get your tape recorder. And better yet, you set up a live mic in the lobby, all right?
Okay.
Get on the air as quick as you possibly can.
I will. Are you crazy?
No, sir.
Then I've missed something, haven't I?
Yeah, hi, Jennifer, Andy. Listen, get me the two newspapers and all the TV stations in town.
What are you doing?
What we have, sir, is a genuine publicity stunt right out there in our lobby. And it's for free.
Oh? Oh. Oh!
If you see my cat, his name is Mr. Harrison.
Yes, ma'am. We'll try our best.
Of course, he's really not a he anymore.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's everybody going?
To the airport.
You can't do that. Listen, we've called all the newspapers and the TV stations that are coming down here to interview you.
Really?
Really.
Oh,
so what
good.
You ought to do is go and stand right underneath those call letters over there. See WKRP?
Yeah.
Right over there. Well, I'll help you out, sir. Come on over here. Now, listen, everybody bunch up together. All right? Now, what I want you to do, when the newspapermen get here, I want you to tell them that you are mad as heck that WKRP is playing rock and roll music.
Now, okay? Wait a minute. I smell a rat. My people are not going to cooperate. This is some kind of a trick, isn't it?
But you all are going to get your pictures in the paper and on TV?
Heck no, we won't go.
Heck no!
Heck no!
Heck no!
Heck no!
Heck no! We won't go!
Heck no! We won't go! Heck no! Well, boy, oh boy.
Carlson.
Yeah, hiya, Venus.
What's happening?
I don't know. I lost track about 3:30.
Did a bomb go off in you?
Sort of. We had a press conference. We had TV crews and reporters all over the place.
Out of sight.
Yeah, it was pretty far out of sight. I'll tell you, we had a group of crackpots standing over there. They were attacking everything. They were attacking rock and roll, WKRP, me, and pay toilets. One old lady said I stole her cat.
You can handle it.
Oh, you bet we can. Listen, Travis and I got everything under control.
Well, I better get on the air. Who knows? Somebody might be listening.
That could be. Well, enjoy the quiet while you can.